Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
I'm Lisa Davis. Andrea is away today. We all talk about the importance of losing weight, being healthy, and obesity being on the rise is something we need to think about. However, what does happen when someone does have a massive weight loss? What do we expect? What do we know about this in terms of what's the person going to look like? Is there going to be loose skin? According to magazines and television, all you see is these after photos with people with flat abs. And I've got a woman here to say this is not the reality. And when you lose a lot of weight, your body does change. I'm so glad to have Brooke Birmingham here. She has a great blog, Brooke Not on a Diet. Brooke, welcome to Naturally Savvy.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you on, Brooke. I discovered you, like so many recently, trending number one on Yahoo a couple of weeks ago when you showed yourself in a bathing suit top, a bikini top with shorts, and we were able to see the loose skin around your abdomen. And I thought, this is great, because when you lose a lot of weight, this is what happens. Talk to us about this.
Yeah, exactly. You know, when I first started losing weight, I had no idea what a body would look like afterwards. When you see the covers of magazines or you watch shows like The Biggest Loser, you see these people in form-fitting clothes with a fat, flat tummy. And that's what I expected to happen. And obviously, that's not what happened. I do have loose skin, not only in my abdomen, but my thighs and arms as well. And I wanted to post this picture and show people that this is what happens after you lose a lot of weight, and it should be out there. So people aren't in shock, you know, when they do, this does happen, and think, well, my body is weird. Why don't I have the flat abs? So I put it out there.
I'm so glad you did. And I think what they should do is there should be the hugest asterisk ever when they have people on magazine covers. I lost half my weight. You know, look at me in my pair of pants, and I, you know, now I can fit into skinny jeans. It's like, well, those skinny jeans aren't going to fit so well if you have a lot of loose skin. So they need to put a caveat. This person had skin tightening surgery. I'm not sure if that's the correct name, but I think it's so important that people understand this is not the way you're going to look after massive weight loss.
Oh, exactly. Kind of like, you know, in your rearview mirror, it says our objects are larger than they may appear, or closer than they may appear. It's kind of like underneath these clothes, it's not this pretty.
So you had sent your picture to Shape, and there was sort of a kerfuffle. And I understand now that you and Shape have worked things out. Why don't you tell us where you're at with that?
Yes, I sent the after picture of me in bikini. They told me they wanted to see me with my shirt on. I told them no. So that's what I believed in, because I do believe people need to see this. And they've actually contacted me, and we are now working together to do a whole spread in the magazine featuring not only me, but five other women who have had a massive weight loss, and talking about not just the physical aspects of it, but the whole 360, because it's a total mental journey as well.
Well, talk to us about the mental journey, some of the issues that you've been facing and are challenging for you now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when I was overweight, I dealt with people making fun of me, not feeling good enough for people, not being able to fit into some groups because I wasn't, you know, I was overweight. So I still struggle with that at times, not feeling good enough for people, like they're not going to like me because of the way I look. And I still, like, wake up some days and I do still see that 327-pound person. I don't wake up feeling beautiful every day. I don't know any woman who does. But, I mean, The good days are more than the bad days, which is great.
Oh, that's good. Well, you know, I'd love to help listeners out there. If somebody, whether they want to lose just a little bit of weight or a massive weight loss, tell us what got you, what sparked you to go on this journey, and what advice do you have for others?
My mom invited me to a Weight Watchers meeting, and it came at the right time. I was in a bad relationship and just not feeling good about myself. Kind of decided I needed to do something for me and start loving me, because you only get one life, and it might as well be your best life. So just, you know, it came at the right time. Everything happens for a reason. And my advice for anybody looking to start a journey is just do it. Yes, the physical aspects have been great. I fit into smaller clothes. You know, I can walk into a store that doesn't sell plus size and buy clothes. But there's been so many more beneficial things to this. You know, I have a resting heart rate of an athlete. My blood pressure is normal. I can walk without pain in my ankles. And it's always worth it. And you're worth it. And, you know, you can make a million excuses, but at the end of the day, you probably just don't feel your best. So there's no reason you can't live a healthy lifestyle and feel better.
Yeah, I completely agree. Now, I want to mention that you lost 170 pounds in about 4.5 years. And we've spoken before, and I think slow is the way to go, right? That's how you win the race. Ultimately, when I used to teach weight management years ago, we would say a 1 to 2 pound weight loss. And some of the clients would get upset and say, what are you talking about? But you had mentioned whether it was 1 year you only lost a few pounds, but you kept going.
Yeah, in the year of 2011, I lost a total of 3 pounds the entire year. So my journey hasn't been, you know, I haven't had 5 pound weight losses every week, you know, like you do see on the big exposure, there's 10 pounds and then 12 and 13. And it's like, that's not real life.
No, it's not.
Like, it took me 4.5 years to get here. And it's been, every step of the way has been completely worth it. And the lifestyle I live now is way better than the one I was living before. And I absolutely, I love life now. I live it, not, and I'm not sitting on the sideline.
Well, when I saw you on the Today Show, I just saw a beautiful, confident young woman who just had such a natural glow. And you are stunningly, stunningly pretty, I must say. And what did it feel like to be on the Today Show and to get all this attention and pretty exciting?
Well, thank you for your kind words. It's very sweet. It's been completely surreal to me. I mean, it's kind of happened so fast. I haven't had like a time to like just sit and be like, oh, wow, that just happened. But it was fun being on the other side of the Today Show. Because I see those people on TV all the time. And to like be interviewed by Savannah Guthrie, see Al Roker get his head powdered. It was great.
I love that.
There's a little insider secret for you.
Yeah, I was about to say, we only have a couple minutes left. Tell us about brookonadiet.com. What are people going to find on your fabulous blog?
Yeah, so I run brooknotonadiet.com. I've been running it now for about 5 years. It started as a way just to document my journey for myself, and it's turned into something completely bigger than that now. I have recipes on there. I have different workouts on there. I just talk about my struggles with things, and I do product reviews of things that I find and like and think, you know, other people like as well. And it's just a multitude of different things. And I absolutely love it. I love being able to put my journey out there and showing people that they don't have to do some crazy fad diet. They don't have to have surgery. That you can do this. It's going to take a little time and hard work, but you can do it.
You know, I'm so glad you mentioned the surgery, Brooke. Was that something that you had contemplated at all?
In all honesty, no, that was never an option for me because I had known people who had it and had ended up gaining the weight back. Because, I mean, there's people who are completely successful on it, and that's because they've learned how to deal with the mental things. But sometimes for people, it's just a quick fix. And I wasn't looking for a quick fix.
Now, speaking of surgery, are you wanting to get the skin tightening surgery? And if so, I think I'm completely supportive of that. Not that you need my support. Oh, Lisa Davis says I should.
No, it is. It's definitely something I plan on doing in the future. My husband and I want to have children, so I don't want to do anything until after then.
Of course.
But it causes physical like health issues for me. Like I get a really bad rash around my belly button, and working out can be a real pain sometimes when, you know, my stomach's flopping around and my arms are like hitting like my sides, and it can hurt. So yes, it's definitely something that I do consider getting.
Oh, that's great. Well, congratulations on wanting to start a family. You must be really excited. Is that something you're hoping to do soon, unless that's too personal? Oh, that's good. Now,
Gosh, are you my mom? What are you?
Yeah, I know. I'm like, okay, now what's your husband like? And what does he do? No, I'm just teasing. No, but when did you meet your husband?
I met my husband back in 2010 after I had lost 100 pounds then and had the confidence to put myself on a dating site. And he is completely wonderful. He has been my rock throughout all of this. I cannot sing him enough praise. As for children, within the next year or two, we're in no rush. We love life together. And when it happens, it happens.
I agree. Enjoy that life together. BrookeOnADiet.com. Tell us your Twitter handle again, dear.
BrookeNotOnADiet.com.
Brooke, I'm so happy for your success. I'm Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening and stay well.